Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time it is in your neck of the woods. Welcome to Black Seinfeld. This show. Is show about absolutely, absolutely nothing. I'm sorry. The fuck. Did I rush that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Should we do that?
Go ahead.
Oh, welcome to Black Seinfeld.
Show about absolutely nothing.
I go by the name of Psyche to all you fellas out there.
I thought it was Trinidaddy.
See? And now you rushed me because I didn't finish.
Oh, okay.
And Trinidaddy to all you ladies out there. See, I was going to finish.
Whack. Anyways, don't hate. I go by Bashanissa. Bashanissa to everybody.
Yeah, gee, look at you.
Yeah, fresh. Consistency.
Look at me, I'm bashing.
That's what they love about me.
Why are you always in your bag, bro?
Never in my bag.
Yeah, you are.
Same man as always.
Allegedly.
Same Haitian-American man as always.
I've been talking a lot about Haitians this week for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Yesterday I talked about Wyclef a lot at work.
Oh, because our up-and-coming track, right?
No. This was before you picked that track.
Oh. I told you on Monday, it's like, hey, we're going to do a Wyclef song.
Yeah, but Wyclef has just been talked about a lot this past week for some whatever reason. I don't know why.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Classic musician.
Yeah. How do you feel about Wyclef as a Haitians man? Are you proud of him?
Here and there. Like, I'm proud of what he's done musically in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the early 2000s. That's kind of my favorite era of Wyclef.
And what about him now?
I think he still helps newer artists. I think that's his thing. I'm not sure what he does socially anymore.
Mm.
Of course, he did run for president some years back. Matali won that era. But I'm not sure. Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure what he does anymore socially. Right. I do know he wants to do more. But musically, he's out there. Remember, he did work with Young Thug a while back.
That is true.
For Jeffrey.
Yes, that is correct.
That's kind of like one of my favorite Young Thug albums, which is funny. And it's because he kind of sounded or took the essence of Wyclef within that album. But so, you know, I respect that. So what I think Wyclef is doing right now is just going around, getting his name out again. I know he dropped the EP early this year. Then he dropped another album.
I'm not listening to it.
And it wasn't too crazy about it.
But did you feel like you had to listen to it off of Haitian principle?
Yeah, off of like being a Wyclef fan growing up. That's like
that was the only reason?
As a kid, 6 years old, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. That was like what I was listening to. Preacher's Son, Eclectic, The Carnival. I didn't get into Fugees until later in my teens. Mm. But, Wyclef.
I was telling you off air that I had the Fugee La cassette tape. Because, you know, back then you can have the full album of a cassette or you can have like a single. So I had the single.
It's crazy. They used to, because cassettes are huge.
Yeah.
Compared to our digital files, which is nothing. It doesn't even have a size besides your hard drive. So I can only imagine how much money is wasted just like, here, we're just going to print. Like, we're going to record this.
Or how much plastic was wasted.
Yeah.
Because we weren't that much eco-friendly.
No, not at all. Hey, guys, people listening, if you want to really be eco-friendly, stop using plastic. Recycling doesn't really help. But continue recycling. But I'm telling you
now. Wait, recycling doesn't help?
No, it doesn't. Because you're still producing more plastic. You're just recycling it. You understand? It's kind of ridiculous.
Wait, so you produce more plastic to recycle it?
Yeah.
I thought we just reused the old plastic. I thought that was the whole thing of recycling.
Nah, it's not. It's so difficult to even separate it once you get to the trash. You know?
I thought they like smelt it or something.
It's way more difficult. It's like you can't have liquid in the bottle. They're not going to throw the liquid out.
Yeah.
They're just going to throw that in the trash.
Oh.
If you're going to recycle, you have to clean the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Then throw it into recycling. You have to do 90% of the work. And most people don't know how to do that. That's my theory. I think we should go back to glass. I seen it work well when I was in Haiti back in 2011. My uncle owns a shop, right?
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a soda shop. So people go, because it's Haiti, it's hot. It's very hot.
Good point.
You need sugar, okay, to keep you going through the day. And you will go there, get a case of soda. You can't get another case until you bring that old case back because they're going to use that glass to refill it with new soda. Clean it up, send it back, at New Soda. That's it.
Wait, does he make his own soda?
No, no, no. It's like branded soda, Sprite, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just easier to do it that way because you're not throwing the plastic away. You know, you don't want more plastic in the street.
You just spit some bars there.
Yeah, that's my theory. That's my take. No, I'm very environmental friendly. All right, I'm trying to be out there. This is our first stages. It's just to, you know, just remove plastic altogether.
Mm-hmm. And I always preferred glass bottles than plastic bottles, too.
It just tastes better. Best example, Snapple.
Yeah.
Snapple just tastes better in the glass bottle than plastic. It just tastes weird in the plastic.
Beer, too.
Beer, too. It's more cans than plastic. Aluminum does work.
I've never had beer in a can.
Yeah, I had Guinness Stout in a can. It was so smooth.
That's right, it comes in the can.
Yeah, it was so smooth, I was shocked. Like, I should have this in my fridge and watch a game. I'll be very chill.
Speaking of the game, man, the FIFA World Cup is coming. Watching that?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Starting on the 15th.
Yeah, starting this Friday. I already got the app, man. The first game. Hold on, let me wait till this FIFA World Cup app. All right, here it is. The first game, Portugal and Spain. That's going to be a good match off top.
It's going to be very interesting. I wonder if my coworker is going to watch it at work. It's just like have a screen just watching it. I don't know.
Which coworker?
No, it's like all of them are big soccer fans.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, shout out to my pops. Really focused on watching the World Cup. Like, World Cup is a huge thing.
It really is.
It's a world phenomenon. Like, don't get me wrong. NBA Finals and NHL.
We're going to get to LeBron later.
Ended, and the World Cup got a lot more. It has billions of views.
Exactly. It's the international sport, number one sport in the world.
And how do you feel about United States not being there?
We talked about this before, but I'll tell you. One, all right, nationality-wise, people, I'm Trinidadian and Panamanian, okay? Trinidad knocked the U.S. out, all right?
Yes, we did have an episode about
this. We did have an episode about this. You remember this?
Yes.
Because I told you this, and I was so hyped, right? Following that, you had Costa Rica versus Panama. Panama, in the final minutes of the game, scored the winning goal 2-1 to get into the World Cup. I am so hyped. I feel bad for Fox Sports for investing so many millions of dollars in the FIFA World Cup to have U.S. not be in it.
Ooh.
Because now they have to cover it without America in it.
Ooh.
I am so hyped having both of my two respective countries knock out one of the biggest, like, countries in the world in America. I'm hyped. And I'm not talking, like, soccer-wise or football-wise. I'm just talking, you know, as a whole.
Yeah.
In this geographical landscape, political, economic, whatever. I'm just hyped because, you know, sometimes Americans, we can be cocky, okay? Americans can definitely be cocky. So to have, and I quote, a third world backwards country like Trinidad smoke you to get you out of the chances to be in the cup this year, I'm hyped. I know a lot of y'all U.S. fans is tight, but I'm not because, hey, I'm half Panamanian, and Panama's in the World Cup this year. So off GP alone.
Off GP.
I'm rooting for Panama. This is their debut. Debut in the cup.
Yeah.
So I'm hyped for that. But realistically, though, Germany, I'm rooting for Germany again, and Belgium. They're great teams.
Cool.
That's our first game, by the way. Panama versus Belgium.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
The thing about United States not making it there.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
It just shows. I personally don't care. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I did grow up with soccer in the house. So I do have an understanding. I also have a political understanding on it because United States necessarily doesn't really love soccer the same way they love their other sports. Soccer is just here. This is like if you look at our soccer league, what is it called?
The MLS.
MLS.
Major League Soccer.
You could tell these are old, retired Europe soccer players that came here for a nice retirement package.
David Beckham,
you know,
freaking Kaka,
you know,
Thierry Henry.
Yeah, they come over here just to relax for the next 5 years. This is not the same game.
True, and they mop the floor with everyone
exactly
in the MLS because we don't take it that seriously. You're correct.
So it doesn't show our competition, especially it's all right. It's equivalent to an NBA player going overseas to play.
Stephon Marbury.
either God or China. But yeah, I guess so. Because Stephen Marbury is an all-star player. He just didn't, no, something happened in New York.
He became the Michael Jordan of China.
He became the Michael Jordan of China. Like, off GP. You know what I mean? So that's the way I kind of view United States on soccer. First of all, we call it soccer. That's disrespect number one.
Yeah.
We don't see it as football.
Yeah.
We do have our own football, but
it's American football.
It's like the concept of it is just, yeah, it's very American, and they do want to make other countries play it. But it's not like baseball, okay? You can't go around invading countries and planting a field there so you can play with the locals, so you can play them like 20, 100 years later. But anyways, it's football. It's soccer. Soccer's worldwide. Everybody plays it. The United States doesn't have a school really truly dedicated to just soccer.
True.
You know, if United States, I think this is what they want to do. If United States really wants to make it to the World Cup.
In the next 4 years?
Nah. You have to think farther back because you have to start them young. They need to get, I guess, 20 years, right?
Okay.
I think.
Well, this is like the first time they haven't been to the World Cup in years.
It doesn't matter. They're just not good ever.
That's not true. I remember last year. Well, sorry, not last year. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. It was Portugal versus the U.S., right? Now, Portugal, do you know who the captain is? Cristiano Ronaldo. He's like. Kobe Bryant, right, of the league over in Spain, right?
Yeah.
I thought, right, that the U.S. was going to knock Portugal out because they were going to do it. It was one. It was like 2-0. And then Portugal got one. And then at the near end of the game, Portugal scored. So they were safe, right? Because if they would have lost that game.
Yeah.
Portugal would have been out. That would have been it. But they ended up tying, right? And I remember talking so much ish on Facebook that day because I was like, yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo is about to get beat by Yankees, da-da-da-da-da. He survived, though. But the U.S., they finished, like, in the top of their class, of the class that year. So I was pretty excited. Sure, they lost to Belgium the next game, but as an American.
Is that first round?
Yes, this was like the first round.
Yeah, you talk like Boston fans right now. You know what I mean? Like in basketball, it's like, yay, we did pretty well. We got this far. You know, next year will be better. But this is soccer. You know, of course. Soccer.
I knew I was rooting for Germany though.
Soccer.
Which
yeah, they did win. Yeah. Soccer is different.
I know.
Four years ago is not the same energy.
I know. You're right. You're right.
It's 4 years age.
You're right.
So what United States needs to do is implement a new program or a better program and take in all these foreign coaches, bringing them over here, start a contract, better schools and better regions, better land or something, and just go around looking for the best kids, then send them overseas for a long period of time to bring them back over here. Because it's all about competition. You know, if your competition is very meek, by the time you get to overseas, you're on the bench. Might even make it to the bench. Might be in the cut.
You know, might be third string.
Third string in practice. Okay, they're not going to work on your game. You can't work on your game. Third string. That's you don't know those moves. Who taught you that move? You never did that move in the practice.
I just agree with you. We don't take it as serious. And especially since U.S. isn't in it, no one's going to care that much.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
I don't think the public will focus too much on it. You know how like CNN, Fox, right, and MSNBC,
yeah,
they probably show
a
highlight or something, but I don't think so. I don't think they're going to focus on it.
ESPN will, though.
Yeah, they have to. It's sports. Like, their general audience are
just sports fans.
Sports fans in general.
And since LeBron is, since the NFL and NHL season is up, they're going to have something to cover.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
No. All right, one thing I love about the NBA is we'll get to LeBron later, right?
I was just gonna ask you about him now, to be honest.
Okay. One thing I love about the NBA. Yeah, let's talk about LeBron now.
Let's just talk about the NBA Finals now.
One thing I love about the NBA, even after the Finals ends, there's still so much plot going on.
Oh, of course.
Which is very fun for me because I love that the draft is after, like a whole month after the NBA. And then we have the whole summer of things that could happen. Players could be traded, and you wouldn't even know that. And I just feel it turns to a TV show afterwards. Not even a TV show. It turns to like
a reality show.
Because the TV shows are the season, then you got postseason, then you got season finale, the finals, which was Warriors versus Cleveland, the Cavaliers, and they got swept. Kevin Durant got the MVP, and people were surprised that Stephen Curry didn't make it. But if you do remember, I was talking to my dad about this. Game three was very pivotal because Cleveland was winning. They did have the lead. But the only reason that Golden State was able to beat them is because Kevin Durant played his best.
Yeah.
Now, 43 points, he took over the game. Stephen Curry was 1-for-9 in the threes. That's embarrassing. He had like 11 points.
Yep.
And everybody else had 10 points. And that itself was the MVP performance that Durant won for the MVP. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, what I love about NBA is just postseason. It's just so much drama and gossip.
With the draft right now, Phoenix has the number one draft picks, followed by the Kings, then the Hawks, the Grizzlies, and the Mavericks. So that's your top five.
See, it's embarrassing because Knicks is not there.
The Knicks is in the top 10.
You're talking about tanking.
He's number nine.
You're talking about tanking. That's nothing. You're talking about tanking, right? Didn't we talk about tanking?
We did. We did.
Like, Knicks got a tank. Like, they're not doing anything. Tank the season. Then.
Let me ask you a question. Does LeBron going to the finals? Oh, snap. It's at the Barclays Center? I didn't know. Draft is at the Barclays.
Interesting.
Thursday, June 21st. Dang, that's like next week.
Ah, end of the month.
That's crazy. All right, I'm sorry.
Time moving fast.
But anyways, does LeBron getting swept in the finals for a second time, does that redefine his legacy almost?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all part of the game. You know, it kind of shows his competition too, that he doesn't have much competition in the East compared to the West. Because I remember Kobe did tweet, spoke to Kobe about it, and he said he had to face Spurs every other round. Every other year, he had to face Spurs. Mm-hmm. You know, he also played the first super team, Boston.
Correct.
So we have LeBron James. Then he sweeps the floor with everybody else. He come on. He swept Toronto, the number one team. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I went to the barber shop yesterday.
Yeah,
and we was having an argument of I don't think LeBron would ever try to go to the West because of just the level of competition of basketball that they play in the West. It's just way more competitive than the East. I feel like LeBron stays in the East because he knows he could go to the finals every year. And if LeBron was really a killer, if LeBron was really wanted to be one of the greats, I would love to see him go in the West. I would love to see that happen. I personally would love that.
I don't really see that. I still see LeBron as the king of the East no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I think he should stay on the East in order to give the East something. You know, if he leaves the East, then we have to create new franchise players.
Yeah,
well, fine. New faces for the East. LeBron is the king of the East. Then you have the West. You have everybody from Russell Westbrook to James Harden to CP3. You know, you can name every single big shot player, Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They got players for days on that side. Mm-hmm. Maybe,
but competition-wise, though.
Competition-wise, it would be insane. The West is much harder.
West is best.
Yeah.
Like, just saying. But competition-wise, though, if LeBron would play out West, like, if you really want to be great at this, if I see you in the finals and you're at the West,
yeah,
bro, I'm bowing down to you. You are dope. You are King James. I think LeBron is the greatest player right now in this era, right? Without a question. Right?
Yeah, the world's best player right now.
Without question. But for LeBron stands, I just don't like it when they start comparing him to like Kobe or Michael, because I always have a problem with that. Of course, like, they could bring up statistics and all that stuff. This kid came straight out of high school, like, just putting up numbers like crazy. But my thing is, when it comes down to it, sometimes LeBron just, it's not LeBron's fault. I'm not saying it's LeBron's fault. It's just whatever team he's on, sometimes it ain't clicking.
You could carry your team through the playoffs, but you can't carry your team through the finals. It's just not the same energy. As you can see, the last 4 minutes of game four, He gave everybody handshakes, sat down on the bench. They lost. He disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, went straight to the locker room, put his cast on for his hand because it was injured. They actually compared the swelling. And what could you do? You know, move on. Mm-hmm. This summer, you're going to do something different. What's different?
He's staying in the East. I think he's staying.
I want him to stay in the East.
He's so staying in Cleveland.
I want him to stay in Cleveland.
He's so staying in Cleveland.
Only because it looks better in history. You understand? Mm-hmm. History has shifted multiple times. The first time it shifted, well, in our recent history, was Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen worked together. You know, and these guys are like at the end of their prime that everything just worked out. Now, then you have CP3 trying to go to Lakers, but they were denied. I just want to always focus on that because that itself was supposed to set the precedent for the future. Then you have LeBron James going to Miami with Chris Bosh and in Dwayne Wade's town.
Right.
Then, you know, then he goes back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Then you had to look at what happened in the West Coast when Kevin Durant with the Golden State Warriors.
And I don't like the fact that they go, oh, KD had to go with Golden State. They already won a championship ring.
They were 73-9.
Yeah, that's fair. But remember, you also said that Bron had to take his talents to South Beach in order to acquire a ring. And that year, still, they didn't get a ring because they got their asses kicked by Dirk Nowitzki and 35-year-olds.
Yeah. That was the different era, which is weird because Mark Cuban just traded everybody the next year thinking he could still have the same energy and does not work like that. So Dan Gilbert is the head of Cleveland, right?
Yes.
I think it's his fault, too, that LeBron might leave.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he fired certain people.
Absolutely.
That LeBron didn't want to get fired.
Yeah.
So you also have your owner kind of wrestling the team as well. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good, especially for your star player, to kind of look back. It's like, okay, I was trying to do this, then you messed up everything, and then you can see the outcome. It just didn't connect. Like, look at the team they had now compared to what they had in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they had like D Wade, Derrick Rose, then they got traded. They got Crawford too, I remember. It was a straight up boy band as well to try and compete with Golden State.
Theoretically, it was supposed to be the boy band. You know what I mean? Like, it was supposed to be a great team, but they just couldn't connect. In my opinion, I thought other players just knew how to play them. Like, these aren't new players. They aren't bringing anything new. You know how to defend Derrick Rose. You can't defend LeBron, but you know how to stop him from scoring. You understand? Mm-hmm. You just try to mess up his teammates around him. You know how to defend Tristan Thompson. You know? Mm-hmm. These are all the same players that you've been playing for years. All you had to
throw a mistress in front of them.
Yeah. Jeez. All you had to do is watch the tapes.
Yeah.
You know, this is still the same old team. You guys aren't doing anything new. You know? Maybe they shouldn't trade Jefferson.
Arguably, though, my thing is with LeBron as well and LeBron fans is LeBron always needed the boy band with him in order to win a ring as well. And with Durant, especially, I'll say this. When Durant went to Golden State, he's just played on a whole nother level. Like he's really a killer.
Yeah, he was
with Golden State.
He's
Russell wanted to be, let's be real, Russell Westbrook wanted to be the star over in OKC. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
Okay, then.
So, I'm a big fan of Russell Westbrook. Like,
I am too.
I don't mind. Like, I don't mind the Draymonds of the league. That's my type of energy. You know, if I don't mess with you, I don't have to mess with you. You understand? So, Russell Westbrook is the same way. You know, hey, if I got to do this, I'm going to do it on my own if I have to. He knows how to take over the game. He took over the game more times than Kevin Durant ever took over the game. So that's kind of Durant's. It's not Durant's issue, but he realized that it's also kind of the thing that's holding the team back. So he goes to another team. They weren't best friends. He didn't even know that NBA players could be friends until he saw how people in Toronto were, how DeRozan and what's his name? What's the guy with the Rosen?
I'm blanking.
Okay, but they're best friends mm-hmm. in Toronto, hanging out outside of practice, mm-hmm. going to different games and stuff. He had that relationship with Russell Westbrook. So what you're going to do? He has nothing holding him back. He'll just leave the team.
Yeah.
Lowry.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry. Yeah.
Kyle Lowry, they were saying that he's getting ready to leave Toronto. Guess what? He stayed.
Because of DeRozan?
Yeah. Same thing for John Wall.
Oh, right.
You know, what's his boy, Beal? That's his name?
Yep.
That's his, all he had to do was have a meeting with Beal.
Good point.
Beal stayed.
Good point.
They're good friends. They're real friends. Real friends. How many of us, right? Like, come on. And they trust issues.
You're right.
That's my reason. Watch, Paul George is going to L.A. I know that.
Well, yeah. People have been saying that as a fact.
Paul George is going to L.A. He's from L.A. He wants to go home.
So LeBron is talking to current teams such as the Rockets, Cleveland, L.A. is one of them. I hear Philly and Boston. I don't want him going to Boston. Leave Kyrie alone.
I don't want him going to Philly. That's a young team. I want them to prosper. I want them to grow. Trust the process. Adding LeBron messes up the process.
Honestly, I'd want to see LeBron in L.A. Just think about that.
It's disgusting.
Nah,
it has to be red and black colors. He's going to Houston.
Think about that.
He's going to Houston.
That purple and gold, bro.
No. LeBron looks beautiful in red, all right? That's why he went to Miami, okay? It gotta be red.
Hey, they talking
you
to Miami.
You gotta be in
again.
The red dress, know what I mean?
He's talking to Miami again.
No, he shouldn't go to Miami. There's nothing there for him.
Hey, I'll be honest.
He's looking for a good, well-established team.
Exactly.
You're looking for
this.
A boy band, right?
He's looking for his Backstreet Boys, his NSYNC.
And he's the main singer.
So he's the JT?
He's the main guitarist.
Okay.
That's what I think. You know what? He won't have to be the main singer. He'd just be the main guitarist with the best solos.
I will say this. If LeBron decides to leave Cleveland again.
Which he won't.
I think Cleveland fans would understand this time around. I got y'all a ring. All right. Y'all see what I had to deal with.
One ring. Golden State has three.
Hey, buddy. Hey, he didn't promise 1, 2, 3, 5 rings like he did over in South Beach. He's like, yo, I'm coming back. I want to do this for my city. And he respectfully, he did it.
Was he 1-for-4?
In the finals?
No, for Cleveland. 1-for-4, right?
Just about.
Okay. So.
1-for-4.
And he's 2-for-4 in Miami.
Yeah, LeBron has a crazy loss record.
Yeah. But come on, look at other people. Look at Carmelo Anthony. You know, look at Steve Nash.
First off.
Look at everybody who doesn't have a single ring in their career, but they're known as a great player.
First off.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that to Steve Nash. Okay. Steve Nash is.
Where's his ring, though?
Don't worry about
Mike D'Antoni, right?
Hey.
He's in Houston slowing James Harden down, huh?
Hey, whoa. Don't blame that on Steve Nash. I blame Mike D'Antoni.
No, I'm blaming Mike D'Antoni because he's in Houston slowing down Just James saying. Harden. Yeah.
All right, cool, man. This is the halfway point, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, you already know there's a song of the week, Bastion.
So this is your...
What's the song of the week?
What is it? What's your favorite wrestler? I forgot his name.
Triple H is my favorite wrestler.
Oh, it's not your favorite wrestler. Your wrestler with all the movies and stuff?
The Rock.
So the song is called It Doesn't Matter.
Jesus, did you have to look that up?
No, I just want to make sure.
Man.
It Doesn't Matter. It's track 6 on Eclectic, okay?
Right, this is Wyclef featuring The Rock and Melky Sadek, right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. We'll be right back. Black Seinfeld.
You're the refugee camp, and you're about to smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yo, this is strictly a club record dedicated to everybody who's standing outside in the cold when the FLEX was spinning at the red zone. Put it down.
Yo, I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies.
It doesn't matter.
I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees.
It doesn't matter.
I just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio.
It doesn't matter.
Cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Back in the days, it was all about the clubs. And so-called thugs used to dance the break for love. The girls, they wouldn't say hey unless you bought them champagne like it was their birthday. Me, I used to stand outside, hustling my way, and I'm on the guest list plus five. Who's performing tonight? He said Shabba. Mr. Lover, I believe he the selector.
Stop, yeah, jump, the rocks up in here.
Disrespect MCs and catch a smack in your left ear. Light up like Vegas when it's time to gamble. Girls speak for me like I was part of the Beatles, but I'm not, honey. But I could be your Paul McCartney and Ebony or Ivory into my jacuzzi. Foundation like Cool Herc. A DJ Red Alert goes berserk. The needle ain't skipped, the record jerk, cause y'all jumping too hard. I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies.
It doesn't matter.
I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees.
It doesn't matter.
What? I just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio.
It doesn't matter.
Yo, cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Yo, Rock, I just bought a fresh Bentley.
It doesn't matter if you just bought a fresh Bentley.
How many of y'all ever been to a barbecue and you always gotta honor Uncle Juan to show you how the old dances go? And they started off like this. Electric slide on the dance floor. Freaky deaky like Studio 54. Girl, until the IRS raised it. Drug money get converted into music. The dope man becomes an entertainer. Leave that crack alone. I told the customer, I'm into bigger and better things, Mr. Fiend. You want a hit? Give me a guitar and a drum machine. And a crowd to scream loud when the bass thump. I can smell it in the air, the smell is gone. Excuse me, I got a cough. Girl, you wearing so much ice, you could freeze New York. Your man must really love you. What does he do for a living?
He works on Wall Street. He's only home 2 nights a week.
That's what she said. A little too much conversation. Thinks you want to indulge in lyrical masturbation. So I proceeded with the conversation. Said, can I offer you a glass of Merlot, Mrs. No Name?
Let's get it straight, huh? My name's Veronica.
She had to ask the size of South America. She said, ain't you that kid that's in Guantanamo? I made her way before Ricky Martin sung Living La Vida Loca. What hood you come from? I was raised in Brooklyn, but did my studies in Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem, yep, that's short for New Jersey. Check my watch, it was 2:45. Slid through a crib when we opened the door. Her man was on the bottle, waiting for her with a 4-4. Now what it look like? It ain't really that.
It doesn't matter.
So he cocked the gat at my top hat.
It doesn't matter.
Are you crazy? You was married? Cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Yeah, that's when Shorty walked up to a man. And she said, I gotta go, I can't be here no more. And she said this.
Take me home to the place I belong. With the refugee camp and a little basement. That's where I be.
Come on. Yo, Rock, man, I sold like 17 million records.
It doesn't matter how many records you sold.
Yo, check it out. You want to go get some diamond rings, man?
It doesn't matter if The Rock wants to go get diamond rings or not.
Man, listen, listen. I just got 2 new Grammys, man.
It doesn't matter about your Grammys.
Wait, what? Why would you think he had 2 grannies?
I have a lot of grandmas. In American culture, you probably call it like great aunts.
Yeah.
But I call them grandmas. So I got 2 new grandmas. I don't know. Now I know he meant 2 new Grammys. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, welcome to Black Seinfeld Show by Absolutely Nothing. I don't know why you started there. I was just talking.
I know. I just wanted the people to know this.
Yeah. Well, come on. When you're 6 years old, this album came out in 2000. 2000.
Like,
yeah.
I remember when I met The Rock in 2000, I was afraid because I thought, one, wrestling was still 100% real.
Still is, man.
Oh, yeah.
Real whack.
It's still real to me, damn it.
I met Kane when he still had his mask.
Hey.
And no one knew how his mask, how he looked behind his mask, like before he took it off. Yeah, I was terrified.
I was scared of The Rock because I didn't like him back then. I like Triple H still, right? And so my dad set me up. He was like, yo, Giovanni, do you like The Rock? I'm standing right in front of him. The Rock is smiling. He's like, yo, what's up, little man? And I'm just standing there, just like shocking off, like, yo, that's really The Rock. Like, he's really there. And so he's like, Giovanni, do you like The Rock? And so I shake my head yes, because I was afraid, because, like, what if I said no? This man rock bottoms Stephanie McMahon. He rock bottoms old ladies. What would stop him from rock bottoming a kid saying, no, I don't like The Rock. I like his arch nemesis at the time, Triple H.
At least it wasn't the Dudley Boys and there was no tables around.
That is true. But there was a table, though, so I thought he was going to rock bottom me through the table. If I said, no, I don't like the Rock, I like your arch nemesis, Triple H.
Thinking back, would you say Triple H? Now. Let's say he's in person in front of you right now. Hey, do you like the Rock?
Like, the Rock, man, Triple H.
Oh, okay.
Triple H.
Keep that same energy. I don't remember that. Keep the same energy.
Wait, if the Rock comes here?
Yeah, keep that same energy.
I'm definitely afraid again.
Keep the same energy. He's going to throw us in the studio, right?
So wait, are you saying you have the Rock booked for Black Seinfeld?
No, I'm just saying, keep that same energy. This guy's on YouTube, right?
That is true.
All right, keep the same energy.
All right, if we're going to keep the same energy, if Will Smith, if you're watching this.
Oh, yeah.
Shouts out to you.
Bring some cool stories.
Bring some cool stories with you and be a guest on Black Seinfeld.
We need a story from him that will make us go like viral.
Yeah.
Because that Michael Jackson story... top notch. Mm-hmm. That's something to go viral on. And he kept it for himself.
Yeah.
Rude. But let's talk about something very important to us.
A very controversial
topic.
We
have a ritual that we do at the end of our show after I finish editing.
Yes.
By like 7 a.m., we go out, eat breakfast.
It's either two places, the diner or IHOP.
Yeah.
Puh.
You can't go wrong with IHOP because it's the same menu. Of centuries.
The International House of Pancakes with the P.
So it's your after church breakfast, you know?
I don't know where that is.
But now, for how many weeks, IHOP with the P has been wanting to move in a different direction, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is fine because they added the King, was it the King Cakes?
Oh, you mean the King's Hawaiian French toast?
Yeah, they're just trying something new. They're adding the brioche French toast. You know, they want to get fancy with it.
They have corned beef hash now.
Yeah, so they're trying to change up to something up to date.
Correct.
Like I said, it's like it's been here. The menu hasn't really changed. You can't go wrong with eggs, bacon, and pancake.
But they always have French toast, though.
No, this is definitely
we're talking
French
about
toast.
The King's Hawaiian.
The King's Hawaiian, okay. They had it before, and they, like, changed it.
Nah, I'm talking about brioche.
Oh, okay.
Brioche bread. You know, very important.
You know, bashing is bougie. Bougie bashing.
It's the French, very buttery. It's delicious. Mm. It's the only way to have French toast. I'm sorry.
Facts, okay.
Not any other bread. Anyways, they changed it.
They changed it to
IHOB. And what did you think it was supposed to be?
I did not know what the hell B was supposed to be.
I thought B was going to be breakfast.
Yeah.
International House of Breakfast.
I thought it would be bacon because it's very easy to have, like, to dedicate your whole life to bacon.
Candied bacon.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah. You could do whatever you want. Just put bacon on anything, it'll bring it up to, like, 50% up.
But that's a good point.
But IHOP only has, like, one type of, well, technically two types of bacon, pork and Canadian bacon. It's not like they got, like, turkey and beef bacon and stuff like that.
I thought they did have turkey for a minute.
Nah, they don't have turkey bacon.
My theory was that they're going to change up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right, they're going to move into bacon and just focus on that. Mm-hmm. You know, they might even have some veggie bacon.
Keeping that in the breakfast game.
Yeah, just breakfast.
Yeah, I just thought it was going to be International House of Breakfast.
But, hey, man, we did not expect... what happened this week?
I was half right.
Oh, yeah, you were half right because bacon goes well with burgers, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The International House of Pancakes have now become the International House of Burgers. And now, I don't know how I feel about this. I guess they try to dedicate their lives to burgers. First off, okay, I'll just say this. Any time of day you go to IHOP, you really never go to get lunch. Like, I've never went to IHOP at 3 p.m. and I got lunch. No, I always got breakfast. I always got them pancakes.
I accidentally tried to get lunch over there.
And how did that feel?
It was the worst thing ever.
Worst decision of your life.
Because it took way too long for a simple BLT.
What?
Let me tell you something. I used to work in Harlem, right? 125th.
Oh, no.
And across the street.
Let me stop you there. You said Harlem. You said 25th. IHOP. That's your first mistake there.
Well,
am I right, Mike?
The one on the east side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, I wouldn't even go.
Am right I right,
the,
Mike?
Right next to the B train.
Right next to the 6 train.
Six? No, no, no.
Nah, the
no, 6 is on the other side, actually.
Yeah, because you're talking about the one.
Well, I had to walk from the B. You because I'm coming from.
Oh, you walked all the way from the west side to the east side. Yeah, all right, cool.
It's not that long. It's like three blocks. Mm-hmm. So across the street is IHOP and Popeyes. Don't get me wrong. I have Popeyes every other day. Mm-hmm. But I wanted something new. There is a corner store over there, but me being 19, trying new things. I got little money now. I'm trying to spend big money, right?
Let's get a damn BLT from IHOP. How much did that cost?
You could have went across the street and got the same BLT for $2.50.
Yeah. How much did that cost you, by the way? Five?
A little bit higher.
Seven?
A little bit higher.
Like 11.
Like 8, 9, something like that. Yeah. $9.25.
They come with fries too or something?
Nah. It came with nothing good.
Your dad could have just went to the corner
store and paid $2. I know. This is me young, trying something new. Yeah. I love IHOP. We eat IHOP every week. So it's not the same energy as a kid. As a kid, you go eat IHOP once every like 4 years.
What kind of bacon do you like?
I like normal bacon.
So you like pork bacon?
I like pork bacon.
Oh, so yeah. So you couldn't even get that from the corner store because they only have beef and turkey. So, you know.
No, they have pork bacon.
No, at the corner store, right next to the IHOP.
Oh, it's run by Aki's.
Oh, yeah.
There's no pork bacon.
Well, it's still good.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. So, that's my perspective on sandwiches at IHOP because I did order pancakes there. Yeah. Ordering pancakes to go is the worst thing ever. I will never do it again. But
damn, bro. What? Yeah, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Come on, when you get there early in the morning, I got there at like 8:30. So I was like, IHOP is right there. I could eat breakfast right now, and it just didn't work out. It's a mess. That's my
They mad stingy with it when you get it to go. They give you like two pancakes. They give you like one egg and like two pieces of bacon, and you'd be like,
yeah,
I could make this at my house.
You can go to McDonald's and get a better.
And
experience.
That's what I've been doing. I've been going to McDonald's get the. Was it the full cake?
Oh yeah. You get the hot cakes, man. You get like the whole entire pancakes, bacon, sausage,
it's
eggs,
filling.
Biscuit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's filling. It's like why couldn't IHOP just have a side menu just to do that in particular?
And it's $7.
I was like, what?
IHOP be trash out here, so that's why they had to reinvent themselves with burgers.
So let's talk about remarketing.
All right. So everything that started with a P on Twitter is now replaced with a B. So that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, all you bloods listening to Black Sniper right now, I don't know how you feel about IHOP bicking back bamboo. I don't understand it. I think it's crazy. I think it's wild. You okay, Mike?
That was good. You were a genius for that.
Hey,
that
I good. Think, honestly, if IHOP wants to go down this route, Cardi B or YG should sponsor. If we want to go down this route, I don't know how I really feel about IHOB profiting off of like gang culture now. That's wild, isn't it?
Let me help you out with this. This is only for a brief time.
Yeah.
But using this brief moment to kind of take what is interesting in the culture, you know?
Yeah.
Flipping C's to B's is, you get it, right?
Right, but now we flipping P's to B's?
To B's. And don't get me
That's
wrong.
That's what's bracket out here,
bud. Don't get me wrong. This is necessary for IHOP. As we were just saying, wait, listen, hear me out.
You mean IHOP?
Hear me out. So
IHOP. We don't mess with them P's right here, blood.
Because they definitely did not copyright the B. Anyways, marketing-wise, we go to IHOP, we order only breakfast. They have a whole menu dedicated to lunch. No one's eating lunch.
Because it's gross.
How do we make more money in the lunch section? What's popping right now that wasn't popping 20 years ago?
Hamburgers?
Hamburgers. Fresh made hamburgers.
True.
Not frozen. Right. Patty down, Wendy's and all that stuff. McDonald's, Burger King. I'm talking about fresh.
Five guys,
Shake Shack. They out here killing the game. In and out burgers on the West Coast.
Red Robin. Is Red Robin good?
You get unlimited fries. You get free fries for the rest of the night, and you get free drinks.
So that's not what I asked. Is it good though?
No.
Okay.
Well, they're giving you free fries, so the fries must be interesting.
All right, forget Red Robin's then.
All right, but
In-N-Out is nice.
But you understand, it's like burgers right now is the new culture thing. We have like unlimited supply of beef for some reason. So if
go on, Mike, say it.
No, we're not saying that. Unlimited supply of beef in our face. Just mushy.
You took it too far now, boys.
Bro, you took that.
All right. But anyways, we have a limited supply of beef, and we have to use it for something. IHOP could probably do a contract with a small farmer. Well, we're in New York, so they probably do something upstate or something in Connecticut, right?
Or Jersey.
Jersey, anywhere. And all you have to do is transition their menu to say, hey, we've always been breakfast-centered. Why don't you try our lunch menu? Like, we're going to focus on these ugly-looking burgers that we're going to put mad condiments on it so you can't even taste the burger. Like, in order for you to eat.
I'll be so honest with you right now, Bastion. Yeah. We're going to have IHOP after this. I'm so not looking forward to it right now. I'm the least looking forward to this, and I'll tell you why. Because I work with burgers, man. I know what a good burger is, okay? And so now you doing this right now is making me re-question getting a burger and making me just want to get pancakes. Yes, Michael.
I think the name change is bad for the culture because why? Raekwon spit the most legendary verse about IHOP ever. He's like, she got stacks like the International House of Pancakes.
Oh yeah,
you know it's true. And then when I told my grandkids about that, they listen to this song like 50 years later. They're gonna be like,
you mean IHOP?
You mean the International House of Burgers?
See?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, the internet's already been making memes about that. Like 90s kids only remember IHOP. If she don't remember that IHOP used to be IHOP, she's too young for you.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't think it's going to be permanent. I think this is only for a short period of time, so they could show everybody that hey, we're changing our lunch menu to burgers. So I don't think it's going to be IHOP forever, unless we see, if we go down the street and we see that B, I don't think I'm ever returning back.
All right. That sounded like something else.
It's going to be P forever. It's just that maybe when we open the sheet. Yeah. And we see burgers, they're going to change the B to, they're going to change the P to the B for that section only. Then you flip the page, next page, it's like, you're going to put a D for dinner? I don't know. But
IHOD, International House of Dinner? Are you want some steak and mashed potatoes?
That's what they're trying to sell. They probably put S instead.
They do sell that.
IHOS.
I know they do. That's why I talked about it. And I'm never going
to
eat that.
So ever. Shout out to you chefs that got to learn something new in the menu.
It's a burgers are simple, man.
No. Those burgers add condiments on it. You're talking about onion rings, bacon,
right.
Nonsense, dill pickle. I don't know. They're just adding more nonsense to it, right? They got to redo the whole menu. They got to go take a couple classes and just make their jobs even harder because it's easy making eggs.
That beef better not be frozen.
Oh, it's going to be so frozen.
Stop doing that, bad. I'm really not looking forward to this now.
It's going to be that Western beef from the supermarket.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They're not even going to ground it. They're going to step on it and give it to you.
Hope they season it.
Now you're fooling yourself.
Oh, man. Stop, man.
That's the
thing about working at a burger spot where everything is fresh, not frozen, and I prep it every day so I know
the time. Shout out to them. Just say, oh, how you want your burger? It's like, what do you mean?
Well, over at my job, we only do it well done there.
Yeah.
But, jeez, do you think they're gonna ask us how we're gonna want our burgers?
Didn't they ask you how you want your steak there when you order it?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right then.
Man, that's crazy.
Same energy.
Man, we going to the one down on Fulton. You really think that's gonna happen, bro?
Well, I think we have to go later in the day because you're early in the morning. You can't mess up an egg in the morning, but it's like you probably mess up some lunch.
But it's a diner though.
Theoretically, sure.
I mean, it is what it is.
I agree with Bastion though on that situation. He said they're trying to promote the other stuff on their menu. Yeah. It's the same thing with Burlington. When Burlington Co-Factory, they did their thing. They're not Burlington Co-Factory no more. They're Burlington. We're more than coats. So I guess they're trying to just say, you know, we're IHOB. We're more than breakfast. But that don't make sense, though. They should have just, like, changed
it. I don't think they should be going on Twitter with red bees up, though.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to compare it to Burlington, but Burlington works.
I think that's discrimination against all of the Lokes out there, in my opinion. Shouts out to all you Lokes listening to Black Seinfeld Show About Nothing.
So, yeah, I do agree with you. What you mean, like, Yeah, they just want to change their menu. They do want to sell other things besides pancakes. But I think long-term wise, maybe their pancakes aren't really that good. Let's just say someone tried better pancakes. So it's not like International House of Pancakes, like it's the best thing ever. It's like, it's no, not. You just have more options.
And we live in New York too, so
you go somewhere
a lot
else.
Of those chains, they have to compete with diners anyway.
Yeah.
And so, while we're on the subject of food real quick, I just want to say rest in peace to Anthony Bourdain. The news devastated me. Okay, I love No Reservations. That's one of my favorite shows. And for all you people that, you know, just like traveling and cooking, No Reservations was the perfect show of that, because a lot of traveling and cooking shows are corny. But Anthony Bourdain did it in a way where the food and the travel was just like the conversation started with the locals. You feel me? Did you watch the Haiti episode like I told you? Of course not. See? Why you do that, Bastion? Told you to do your homework.
I didn't like the description, but I'll check it out.
Why don't you like the description? He went after the earthquake. That was a crazy episode.
And I'm not really interested in trying to help.
Nah, trust me, man. It's gonna... Your views might change after you watch that episode. It's the best episode, in my opinion.
Okay.
R.I.P. And if you have any, like, you know, depression or something, get some help, man. Seriously, you don't have to be taking your life.
Oh, yeah. And going to you talking about Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain underratedly influenced hip-hop with his show. Because when you look at it, you know, you got the Nori show, which is like a similar type of show.
Eddie Huang.
Yeah, Eddie Huang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool. Like, he impacted the culture where it's bigger than food. What's the background of why that person eats that food and why that person makes that food? Why is this food notorious in this neighborhood? So it's dope. So
oh, yeah. And I remember why I didn't want to watch it, because he said Tony meets with Sean Penn. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, Sean Penn and Haiti. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm not very interested in that.
All right, I feel you on that, man. Do we have anything else to say before we go over to the International House of Burgers?
Well, get ready for Nas's album. I think we will have to dedicate 10, at least 15 minutes next week to talk about Nas's new album, because we always talk smack about Nas.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know,
that's
fair. As a Queens native, I have to bring that up.
That's fair.
That album is going to be very, very interesting.
7 tracks.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, because when I think about Nas, I think about Illmatic. It was written.
Like 10 tracks or 9 tracks, right?
Yeah. I think about it's like, how is that going to work? How is he going to fit in this era? You know what I'm saying? Like, because he's not gangster like Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's too old to like rap like Migos. So like, how would it blend in for his era?
It's for the old age.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the same day as well. Incredibles 2, finally.
Yep.
Finally. And, oh yeah, FIFA World Cup, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So, hear the music. Time is up. Thank you all for tuning into Black Seinfeld. Please like us on Instagram and Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and all that good stuff. Listen to us on Spotify, iTunes,
Black Seinfeld NYC.
Great. No, thank you very much for your time today. Peace.